The reciprocity agreement allows people who work in one state but live in the other to avoid having to file income taxes in both states. But the arrangement is uneven. Last year, Wisconsin got $65 million from Wisconsin residents working in Minnesota, but Minnesota got only $17 million from people living in Minnesota but working in Wisconsin. At the end of the year, Wisconsin will pay Minnesota the difference. But the payment for 2001 won't be made until the end of this year to make sure all tax returns are in. That means Wisconsin has the money for more than a year and earns interest on it. The Minnesota legislature just passed a law demanding interest on the money. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar, whose district borders Minnesota, says it's a reasonable request.
I've had many conversations with legislators. I believe that we ought to respond in earnest desire to meet our obligations. We hold the money for 18 months. It makes sense. We earn interest on that, and it makes sense that Wisconsin pay a fair and responsible rate for that interest earned, or to recognize the interest lost to Minnesota had they collected the money.
But Minnesota is charging 9% interest, the rate it charges tax delinquents. Wisconsin says that's excessive and that it should be the much lower Treasury note rate. Minnesota threatens to end the reciprocity agreement if Wisconsin doesn't pay. Jauch hopes an agreement can be reached with Minnesota. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.